بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه أجمعين. بسم الله، أما بعد، this week we're going to start with chapter 8 إن شاء الله، في معتقدات المريدين. It's sort of the core beliefs or principles that a Salik should keep in mind. So these are the beliefs of the murids. The first mas'ala or principle is تَنْقِيسُ رُتْبَةِ أَهْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَإِلْتِمَاسُ عُيُوبِهِمْ وَعَدْمُ رِعَايَةِ آدَابِهِمْ حَرَامٌ. That denigrating the status of the people of Allah, وَإِلْتِمَاسُ عُيُوبِهِمْ, and trying to seek out their flaws, وَأَدْمُ رِعَايَةِ آدَابِهِمْ, and the lack of regarding or keeping in mind or guarding the etiquette that is due to them, all of this is haram. فَإِذَا commentary. الَّذِينَ يَلْتَحِقُونَ بِالْمَقْبُولِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بتأي منازل القرب بالتقوى والطهارة والذكر والعبادة. يقال لهؤلاء الإلهيين أولياء الله وأهل الله. Those people who have reached the status of acceptance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by traversing the different stations of proximity to Him via their God consciousness, their taqwa, their safeguarding or being conscious of tahara and purity, their dhikr and ibadah. Such people, such godly people, are called the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, wa ahlullah, and the people of Allah. فَهَؤُلَاءِ إِرَاحَتُهُمْ إِرْضَاءُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَإِذَاؤُهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ إِذَاءُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And such people, making comfort reach them, or giving them comfort, is tantamount to pleasing Allah. And harming them, it is as if they have harmed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْتَدِلُّ عَلَى رِيَايَةِ آدَابِ أَهْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَمُوَاجَهَتِهِمْ مِنَ الْإِحْتِرَامِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ بِعَدِلَّةٍ ثَلَاثَةٍ. The proof regarding the etiquettes of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and meeting them with respect and love can be taken from three proofs. قال number one, قال المفسرون في تفسير شعائر الله تعالى. The مفسرين, they say, in commentary of the term sha'airillah, the symbols of Allah, you could say, innahu kama yadkhulu fi sha'airillahi ta'ala rasulullah. Indeed, in the same way that is included in the symbols of Allah, rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, wa kalamullah Azza wa Jal, and the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, wa baytullah, and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yadkhulu al-awliya'u al-kamiluna fi sha'airi Allah ta'ala. Also included are the awliya which have completed, let's say the perfected saints, في شعائر الله, under the purview or the rubric of the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلِ الْأَمَاكِنُ الَّتِي تَصِلُ إِلَيْهَا أَقْدَامُهُمْ تَدْخُلُ فِي شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. In fact, even those places that have been that their feet have touched are also included in under the rubric of the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can actually be established by the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. This is actually based on it's actually coming, they were mentioned the first, that indeed Safa and Marwa are from the are from the symbols of Allah. وَمَعْلُومٌ أَنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مَوْجُودَتَانِ مُنْذْ وُجِدَتِ الدُّنْيَا. And it is known that Safa and Marwa existed since the as long as the earth has existed. وَلَكِنْ أُدَّتَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. But they became counted from amongst the sha'air, the singular and distinct symbols of Allah, indama wasalat ilayha qadamani mubarakatani li amatin salihatin sabira, that when reached it the blessed two feet of a righteous and patient slave, Hajar radiyallahu anha, fu'alima anna al-kamilin al-maqbulin haythu wasalat. And so it is known, thus it is known that the perfected and accepted slaves, حيث وصلت أقدامهم تعد هذه الأماكن من شعائر الله تعالى, that wherever even their feet reach, those places are counted from the شعائر of Allah. فليعد هؤلاء من شعائر الله بالدرجة الأولى. And so if you can count the very places that their feet have touched from the symbols of Allah, then they themselves must be included from the sha'air Allah, even from the sha'air Allah even more so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And whosoever makes big, whoever regards, whosoever gives the ta'zeem, whosoever shows tremendous amount of respect to the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed that is from the taqwa of the hearts. Proof number two. So this this first whole proof is actually based on this verse. ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. There's actually two ayahs. Let me just look it up here. Actually, there's more. Yeah, so this is the verse. This is in Surah Al-Hajj, the one that's in the Kitab. ذلك, such is his state. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So we already did that. But there's other verses which refer to شعائر الله. For example, وَالْبُدْنَ جُعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٍ. In the sacrificial animals, we have made from you, جعلنا لكم من شعائر الله, amongst the شعائر or the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in them is much good for you. Where's the other? يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا. O you who believe, violate not the sanctity of the symbols of Allah, right? nor of the sacred months. And then there's several other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, not to break the sanctity of. And so similarly, if the awliya are included from amongst the sha'air Allah, not only can one not break their sanctity, but must also show them the Azim as well. Let's get back to that page where we are. Okay, number two. Fil Hadith al-Sharif, I believe the riwayah in Bukhari. Inna al-Abda yataqarrabu ila Allah Ta'ala bin Nawafil. That indeed a slave comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the optional acts. ثُمَّ لَهُ يَحْصُلُ لَهُ مِنَ الْكَيْفِيَّةِ مَا يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِيمَا رَوَاهُ عَنْهُ نَبِيَّهُ. And then until he reaches such a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a hadith al-Qudsi. كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I become the hearing with which he hears. وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. And the seeing with which he sees. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. And the feet with which he walks. فَإِكْرَامُ رِجَالٍ يُقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِمْ هَذَا الْقَوْمِ. And so respecting whoso the people, the men, those individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them is actually respecting the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-baqi'atu fi ahli Allah ta'ala makruhun wa idha'uhum qabihun. Criticizing or saying bad about the Ahlullah ta'ala is makruh. And harming them is qabih. And this is actually, it's larger than just this, because it's not something, idha'ul muslim is not something which is not permitted in our deen, right? To cause harm to another Muslim just to begin with, at the base level, is not something which is permitted. And so one can only imagine how much more so when someone has this type of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي الحديث القدسي, in a hadith القدسي, it comes, and this is in the Bukhari, this is in Bukhari as well, that من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. That whosoever opposes or becomes an enemy for a wali of mine, فقد آذنته بالحرب. So then I have declared a war upon such an individual. And the other place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses such strong wording is with regards to interest. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa dharu ma baqiya min ar-riba. Oh, you who believe, leave, have taqwa and leave whatever is left from riba. فَإِذَا لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't, then you forewarn of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. فإيلام أولياء الله تعالى كأنه إيذان الله بالحرب. So harming or causing pain to the awliya of Allah Ta'ala, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare war on them. وَإِنَّمَا يَغْضُبُ اللَّهَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry, تَسْقَطُ الْأَمَائِمُ مِنَ الرُّؤُوسِ. And that the, what's that called? The turbans fall from the head. وَتُزَالُ الْخُمْرُ. And the veils are lifted. وَيَظِلُّ الْإِنسَانُ فِي بَيْتِهِ. And a man is disgraced in his own house. وَلَا يَبْقَى أَهْلًا لِمُقَابِلَةِ النَّاسِ. And he doesn't remain befitting to even meet the people. Allahumma sifna min ghadabik. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from your anger. So when this one way that this harb, this war actually manifests itself, is a person is completely disgraced. And this is something, this is a type of disgrace that a person doesn't have to leave their house to find it, that it will seek them out. والعلماء المتشددون المنحرفون الذين يقيسون أولياء الله على أنفسهم وليس لهم فرصة من سوء الظن وسوء الاستعمال اللسان عليهم أن يتفكروا أن التوحيد بدون أدب والأدب بدون التوحيد داخل في الإفراط والتفريد. الأدب مع التوحيد دليل كمال. That those overzealous scholars who have distorted the deen, that they do qiyas of the awliya on their own self. وَالَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فُرْصَةٌ مِّن سُوءِ ذَنْ. And those people who don't have any, they don't leave a moment, they don't have any break, you could say. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فُرْصَةٌ, فرصة is an opportunity. But لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فُرْصَةٌ, they don't have, they're constantly engaged, you could say, right, in holding bad opinion of others, and using in the poor use and evil use of their tongue. عَلَيْهِمْ أَن يَتَفَكَّرُوا, for upon them is to sort of ponder, that أَنَّ التَّوْحِيدُ بِدُونِ أَدَبٍ, that tawheed without adab and etiquette, وَالْأَدَبْ بِدُونِ التَّوْحِيدُ, or having adab without tawheed, either way, dakhilun fil ifrat wa tafreet, is regarded both in falling too short or going in extremism, either doing too less or doing too more, too much. Al-adab tawheedi dalalu kamalin, that having adab along with tawheed is the proof of perfection. So this is, I think, an oblique reference to those people who are sort of literalists, and when they see many times how the mudideen deal with the sheikh, they actually criticize that. They say that this is a shakhs parasti, right, in Urdu. You know, this is people worship. And they say, you know, what type of deen is this? And they say, that's the thing that's really so messed up about the tasawwuf, because it's all about personalities and you're worshipping a person. The idea of the ikram of the sheikh is actually just derived from these verses and this ayah, this verse and these prophetic proofs. If the Quran talks about awali, and the hadith talks about awali, and someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so much that if a person were to oppose him, that he declares war upon them, the person that he's becoming, the eyes with which he sees, a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included from amongst his very symbols. For example, what's that called? The giving the adhan. Right, things which are so quintessentially, when you talk about sha'ir, there are those things which are so quintessentially associated with Islam that when you mention that thing, that they're integrally related. When you say, for example, the adhan, that is, you know, an integral symbol, so to speak, of Islam. And if anyone tries to, you know, prohibit that or take that down, that is enough of a purpose that the Muslims should rise up to try to, you know, to protect that and establish it. In the same way, in any of these places where we're referring to the awliya, they have to exist somewhere. You know, whether any one given person is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But, you know, a person can only make the best type of decision based with the facts on the ground. I mean, it can't be that the Quran or the Hadith talk about something or someone, and those types of people don't exist at all. And that if such people do exist, that they live in some cave somewhere where they're unapproachable by the rest of mankind, and they don't have any you know, relation to the rest of society. And those are the quote-unquote walis. And if it really, if a person wants to take that interpretation, then how does that even work? When we know that, you know, there's no la rahbaniyata fil Islam, that there's no monasticism in Islam, that by and large, the Islamic ideal for being godly is actually to live in society, number one. And number two, the counterproof for that type of understanding of this is that man aada li waliyan, if a person was such a recluse and so insular that they were completely, you know, detached from society, then how could anyone ever cause them harm, Right? Obviously, the understanding is that these are people who are living amongst the people. And then that's when a person is confronted with even the possibility of giving them harm. And the last, I guess, proof is also sort of alluded to in the verse, is that وَمَا يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ and whosoever does the ta'zim of the sha'air Allah, if they weren't amongst the people and they didn't exist in a way that you could do their ta'zim, that you could do their ikram, that you could show them respect from the bottom of your heart, then how would that verse manifest in terms of these people or this aspect? The second sort of principle that the murid needs to keep, that we should keep in mind as murids, that al-ghulu fi ta'zim awliya Allah ta'ala aydan ma'asiyatan, that going to extremes in showing respect to the awliya of Allah ta'ala, exalted be he, yani Allah, also is a form of, is also sinful. So a person can't fall to, you can't go to either extreme. A person can't say, well, it's not important to show any respect to them at all, they're just human beings. That's a wrong understanding. And then the other understanding of going to an extreme and showing them honor is also a type of extremism and is sinful. So the commentary over here is, بعض الناس يغلون في آداب المشائخ وتعظيمهم حتى يسجدوا لهم تعظيما. Some people go to an extreme in having adab with their mashayikh and honoring them to the point that they even make sujood to them. وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ دَاخِلٌ فِي الشِّرْكِ. And this is, I know this to happen. Someone who's actually involved with one of the very, very prominent Sufi sheikhs. I mean, probably if you Google it, they would be one of the top websites that would come up. That they were involved in that group, and they would actually make sajda to their sheikh. I mean, they made some weird tahreefs, that there's seven parts of the body that need to actually, in fact, seven parts of the body that need to touch the ground when you make sajda. So they would leave one body part out, like they would pick up one leg or, one hand, and they say, well, seven are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and six is for the sheikh. So هذا حرام داخل في الشرك. This is haram and this is داخل في الشرك. Forget about making sujood. The ghalab of tawheed is so much on our mashayikh that they feel bad even doing any type of inhina or lowering themselves a little bit before any other human being, because any type of lowering yourself physically, this is something which they want to keep khalis for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, like when you meet someone. That's right, even in Hyderabadi culture, they have this thing called jhukke salam. That's not appropriate. I mean, jhukna, what's it called? Bending over, this is something which is really something, which is really khas with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا غَلَبَ عَلَى الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى حُبَّ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. And like overcame the love of the Anbiya, of their prophets overcame the and went to an extreme amongst the Jews and the Christians. فَاتَّخَذُوهُمْ أَبْنَاءَ اللَّهِ لِغَلَبَةِ الْحُبِّ. And so that they made them, or they took them as the sons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the overpowering nature of their love. وصحر القرآن الكريم بقباحته وشناعته. And the Quran clearly states and clarifies that how ugly of an act this is and how distasteful. وهناك أناس يتخذون الشيخ إلهًا صغيرًا. And there's even such people that take the sheikh as a small god. ويزعمون أنه يملك النفع والضر. And they believe that the sheikh is able to benefit them and harm them. وعن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, and in this riwayah, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات. Then, so Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he taught عبد الله بن عباس, he said, oh young boy, I will teach you some words. He'll teach you some pointers, so to speak. احفظ الله يحفظك. that guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will guard you. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ, that guard Allah and you will find Him before you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, when you ask, then ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and when you seek help with Allah. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ, and know that if the entire world were to get together to benefit you, to try to benefit you with something, لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ, that they would not be able to benefit you with anything except for that thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already written it for you. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ, and if they were to gather to harm you with something, لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ, that they would never be able to harm you with anything except that it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had pre-written for you. رُفِعَتِ الْقَلَمِ, that the pens have been lifted, وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ, and the scrolls have dried. And this is one of the basic aqidas of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, that no human being has the ability to harm and benefit. Indeed, harm and benefit come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to help for something to benefit an individual, only then can it benefit an individual. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to harm an individual, only then will harm come to, but not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to harm an individual. If Allah wills that harm come to an individual, or I shouldn't say that, but will that harm come to an individual, only then will harm can come to that individual. This is not something which is inherently invested, as far as not inherently invested in a human being. And then we go into إِضَاهُ شَنَاعَةِ الْغُلُوِ فِي تَعَذِينِ أَوْلِي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِمِثَالٍ, that this is further clarification of the abomination of going to extremism in honoring the awliya of the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, through an example. رَجُلٌ يَقُولُ لِزَوْجَتِهِ أُخْدُمِي وَوَالِدِي وَأَكْرِمِيهِ, that a man says to his wife that do khidmah of my father and show him respect. فَمَهْمَا تَخْدُمُ الزَّوْجَةُ وَالِدَهُ رَضِيَ زَوْجُهَا, so whenever his wife does the khidmah and service of his father, that the husband will be happy and pleased. وَإِنْ غَلَتْ بِالْخِدْمَةِ حَتَّى تُعَامِلَهُ كَمَا تُعَامِلُ الزَّوْجِ, but if she goes to an extreme in her khidmah until she starts to comport with him and interact with him in the way that she interacts with her husband, لا يرضاه الزوج أبدا ولا يغفر لها هذا الذنب, and that the husband will never be pleased with this and he will never forgive her for that sin. I mean, it doesn't clearly state what that is, but it leaves it to the imagination to connect the dots. وَكَذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِإِحْتِرَامِ أَوْلِيَائِهِ, and similar is the matter of the awliya of with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respect the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ بِقُيُودٍ وَحُدُودٍ, but with boundaries, with conditions and boundaries. وَإِنْ غَلَى أَحَدٌ فِي التَّعْزِيمِ, but if someone goes to an extreme in showing respect, يَسْتَحِقُّ الْعَذَابُ وَسَخَطَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, that person truly does deserve a punishment, and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry upon him. So actually, we can stop over here, inshallah, for this week. We'll pick up from point number 3 next week. JazakumAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.